We still have another daf to do, and I'd very much like to finish the perek. Ramesh Zelig and Abraham, have you finished all the other prokim of the Masechta?
Yeah.
Yes.
Including the one we're learning now?
Yep.
Yes.
So if I'm not mistaken, in Shir, we have learned the first 8 prokim, not including the 5th. Is that right, according to your cheshbonos? We started with the 6th, went to the 4th, and the 2nd, the 1st, and the 3rd. And we also did the 6th, and the 7th, and the 8th. We did not did the 9th, so the 5th and the 9th. So I'm actually at the moment learning by myself the 5th, when I have spare time, which doesn't really happen, so I'm not very much into it. So wow, so you finished the whole Masechta? Tremendous. So what are you doing now when you learn together? You're learning something else or also brachas?
No, we went back, actually, we went back to the 9th parak.
To the 9th parak, great. So yeah. the problem with the 9th parak is it's all Agadah. It's all Agadah. Yeah.
A lot of dreams.
Yeah, about dreams. So one second, so are you guys making a siyum?
It's a siyum, one of these days.
Okay, let me know.
For sure.
Let me know, it'd be very special to make a siyum, a proper siyum. The truth is, those of you who are with us for sukkah, we finished sukkah and we never made a siyum on sukkah.
That's right.
So,
double siyum.
We can do a double siyum. Okay, we saw a sugya yesterday, a tremendous suffix. When you started with one bracha in mind, you ended up with a different bracha in mind. And in the final analysis, it was a suffix. The Gemara did not resolve it. And we saw machlokes rishonim in Tosas, as in, so what are you supposed to do, halacha lemaisa? We discussed that yesterday. And with that, we're now ready to move on. Have a look at the Gemara. It's at the bottom. Omar Rabba Bar Chinana. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Bar Chinana, Saba, Mishmei de Rav. Kol Shalai Omar Emes V'yatziv Shachris. If you do not say Emes V'yatziv in the morning, V'emes V'emuna Arvis, Lo Yotzi Dei Chivosi. You're not Yotzi Yochiyav at all. Shenema, Lahagid baboiker chasdecho ve'emunoscha baleilos. In the morning, you talk about emes v'yatziv. Yatziv means it's stable. Yatziv v'nochein v'kayam v'yosho. And in the laila, we say emes ve'emuno because the pasuk says ve'emunoscha baleilos. Now, many mafarshim explain. Well, let's immediately see Rashi, by the way. Kol mi shaloi omar birkas emes v'yatziv, we're towards the end of the narrow lines. K'moshe tiknua, as you're supposed to, b'chein emes v'muna ba'arviz lo yotzo. Shenem ala hagid ba'boiker chastech. U birkas emes v'yatziv, the brach in the morning is full of recounting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Kula al chesed. It's all about chesed sha'osa ima v'yseinu. Yisho etzim ha-mitzrayim, u'boka lamayam ve'aviram. However, Birkas Emes ve'emuna medaber afhol asidois. We have emuna that this is going to happen. She'onu mitzapim she'ikayim lonu haftachosoi ve'emunosoi legoleinu miyad melochim miyad aritzim. We have emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like in the past, will also in the future redeem us from all our enemies. V'losom nafshenu b'chayim radricheinu, etc. B'misiveinu kol elu anissim atadirim tomit. So now, the Bali Musa explained, when we talk about in this pasuk, l'hagid ba'boiker chastecho v'emunoscha ba'leilo, it's boiker and lailo. Boiker refers to a time in a person's life when things are clear. And lailo refers to a time in the person's life when things are unclear. A person going through nisyonos, a person going through different difficulties. So when things are easier, then we can see very openly the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say l'hagid ba'boiker chastecho. But in the Laila, meaning in the Golos, either the Golos, the national Golos, or a person's private personal Golos, we don't necessarily see the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have a Muna. That's what it means. ואמונוס חוב הלילויס. Says the Gemara, ואומר רבא ואחינו סבא במשמי דרב, המספלל כשהוא קיריה, קיריה, בבורך. This is very important. When a person bows down, you sometimes see people making mistakes. They do not know how to bow down properly. You're supposed to be kireya when you say baruch. Bow down when you say the word baruch. Or kashu zaykev, zaykev b'shem. When you come back upright, you should be upright when you're saying the shem Hashem. Why? Before we talk why, let's have a look at Rashi. Kashu kireya b'ovois, that's at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, b'oidoya at the end. Kireya b'boruch, zoykef is atzmoy, kashu mazkir al-shem. Al-shem, al-shem, zoykef k'fufim. So you sometimes see people making a mistake with this. They bow down, they say boruch ato Hashem, and then they pick themselves up. That's wrong. So they say boruch ato, pick yourself up, and then say Hashem. The word Hashem should be said when you're back upright again. Says the Gemara, why? Omar Shmuel, my time at the Rav. What's the reason behind Rav's Svarad Ksiv? Hashem Zaykev Kfufim. So they call Zaykev Kfufim. So the Hashem is Zaykev Kfufim. So therefore, so too, when you say the word Hashem, you should be upright. Says the Gemara, Meisir, Pasuk in Malachi, Mipnei Shmi Nachasu. Nachas means, says Rashi, Loshen Hachno'o, bowing down. So in as much as you brought me a Pasuk that mentions Hashem's name in association with standing up, but here we have another Pasuk which mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to Hachno'o, which really relates to bowing down. So why is the first Pasuk any better than the second? Says the Gemara, no. Miksiv Bishmi. It doesn't say Bishmi as you say my name. Rather, it says Mipneishmi. Mipneishmi means in front of, or in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, you should have Hachna. But not Bishmi as you are saying Hashem's name. So as you are saying Hashem's name, you should be upright. In front of Hashem's presence, you should be bowing down. Omar Shmuel Lechayer Barav Bar Urion To Ve'emel Chamil Samalaisa. He said, "I'm going to tell you. Come. To means come. We're on the second bottom line now. Ve'emel Chamil Samalaisa. I'm going to tell you a very special thing. Omar Avucha, the Omar Avucha. I'm going to tell you. This is what Shmuel said to Lechayer Barav. I'm going to tell you something very special that your father said." What is that? What we just said before. Omar Avucha kushu kireya kireya b'boruch kushu zeykev zeykev b'shem. Okay, we turn over. Rav Sheshes, ki kora, when he used to bow down, kora k'chizra. Ki ko zokif, zokif k'chivyo. What is a chizra? How do they translate chizra? As in a staff?
Rod,
right. A staff or a rod. Says Rashi, Shevet biyad odom. Imagine you have a stick in your hand, straight stick, v'choiv toi klapamata b'vas achas, and you hit with a stick downward direction. So when you bow all the way down like a stick. But when you go up, zokif k'chivyo. When you go back up, you don't bounce back up, but rather benachas roishay tchilo va'achar kach gufoy. So again, if you're bowing down, you shouldn't just flip up. You're bowing down, you lift up your head first, and then the rest of your guf. So you move up in a slow motion. Why? So Rashi shaloi tiroe kriyosoy olov kamasui. So that his bowing down should not appear as if it's a whole burden for him. Meaning, if when he's bowing down, he flips back up, so what's he showing? That bowing down is very difficult for me. It's a big burden. It's a balagan. So rather, when you go back up, you do so, instead of bouncing back up quickly, you do so slowly. First your roish, and then the rest of the goof. But you don't just bounce back up. Okay, it's very, very good that we're learning this Gemara now, because look at the next line. This could not be more topical. All year round, Odom mispalel hakel hakadosh, and Melech oyev stako mishpat. All year round, in the regular tefillah, you conclude the bracha of atakadosh with the words hakel hakadosh, and you conclude the words of Hashiva Shefteinu, Melech oyev stako mishpat. Besides for the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where there, you change it. You say, Amelech HaMishpat, Amelech HaKadosh, V'Amelech HaMishpat. The Rebbe Lozoima, no. Afilu Omar Hokel HaKadosh Yotzo. I disagree. Even if you say Akela Kodosh, it's absolutely fine. Why? Shenemar, because we have a pasuk. It says Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat Vahokela Kodosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. Amosai Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat. When does Hakadosh Baruch Hu become elevated in judgment? Elu Asara Yomim Shemir Shoshana Ved Yom Kippurim. And the Ka'omar, it says, Naposuk, okay, Lakodesh. So we have a very big machlokes. The first opinion, the opinion of Rav, is that you've got to say HaMelech HaKodesh and HaMelech HaMishpat. And Rebbe Lezer disagrees and says, no, okay, Lakodesh, and so to the regular HaMelech Oyed Stoka or Mishpat. So we don't know what we're supposed to be doing now because we have a machlokes. Says the Gemara, my Hava Olah. So what came out of this? What are you supposed to be doing? What's the machskana lahalocha? Omer Rav Yosef, hakel hakodesh, umelech oyev stoko mishpat. Rav Yosef is paskening like Rebbe Lozor, and is telling you that, well, what do you do? Nothing. Exactly what you do all year round, that's what you do also in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Rabba Omer, no, hamelech hakodesh v'hamelech hamishpat. So those last two words are critical to us. I think we all know this because it's machlokes. But we pass the night rabbo, so we pass them. You've got to say Amelech Hakodesh and Amelech Hamishpat. Now, it's not clear in the Gemara what happens if you made a mistake. The only thing that's clear in the Gemara is by the time you get to the maskana of the Gemara, you see that we pasken like Rabba, which means you've got to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. But it's not clear what happens if you didn't. Is it Le'ikuva or is it not Le'ikuva? That's the question. So look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos V'Hilchasa. Says Tosfos, Vehilchasa Kevose de Rabbo. The Tzorich Lachtoim, you've got to be Chosim, you've got to sign off the Brocha, HaMelech HaKadosh, VeHaMelech HaMishpat. Says Tosfos, here comes the Chiddush. Ve'im Loi Omar, Machzirin Oisoi. Vim loy omar machzirin oisoi. So Tosfos is clearly telling you, not only do you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, not only do you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, but if you didn't, machzirin oisoi, which means it's le'ikuva. Now, I think we all know that the Shulchan Aruch actually distinguishes between the two. If you said Hokel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, you're in trouble. And you've got to repeat the whole of Shmona Esra. But if you did not say HaMelech HaMishpot, then you do not need to repeat Shmona Esra. Why not? Because if you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpot, so what did you do? You just said the regular Nusach. Now, what is the regular Nusach? Melech, or you have Tzedakah or Mishpat. So I've said the word Melech anyway. So when it comes to Melech HaMishpat, there you do not have to repeat if you made a mistake. But Kel HaKodesh, you do. Now, sometimes people make a mistake over here. Not in the halacha, but in the understanding of the halacha. Imagine you're in the middle of Slachlonu, or Rafa'inu, or Shema Kolenu, wherever it may be, and all of a sudden you realize, Oy Gevalt, I've just realized I said Hokei LaKodesh. So the halacha is, like Tosa says, and this is what we paskin, you've got to go all the way back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Why do you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? Why can't you just go back to that bracha? After all, the first two brachas were perfect. The mistake you made is in the third bracha. So there's a big mistake. Some people think, and this is not true, that the reason why you have to go back is because it's such a serious mistake that you've messed up your whole Shmona Esra. That's not true. Really, the reason is because the first three brachas of Shmona Esra are all considered to be one. So therefore, there's no such thing as just repeating the third bracha. If you did the first two correctly and the third one was wrong, well, that's the first three that are wrong. It's one solid block. So that's why you have to go back. Now, I must tell you that not everybody agrees to Tosfos. Tosfos says that if you didn't say, Okay, LaKodesh, you said, HaMelech HaKodesh, you've got to go back. You've got to go back. But not everybody agrees. Some Rishonim hold that no. Lechatchila, yes, you've got to say Okay, HaMelech HaKodesh, but if you didn't, doesn't matter. It's not Le'ikuv. We do not paskin like that, as mentioned before. We're not even going to see the Shulchan Aruch. This is all known to us. We all know that if you did not say HaMelech HaKodesh, you've got to go back to the Bracha, which means you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. However, what's the halacha? And again, people make a mistake with this sometimes. What about all the other additions in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? We make altogether four additions, two in the beginning and two at the end. Zachreinu L'chaim, Micha Moicha, Uchsoiv, and Besefer Chaim. What happens if you didn't say those four? What's the halacha? So let's jump to the end. I can see Nachum even on mute nodding his head. You're quite right. Those four, you do not repeat Shmona Esrei for. But here comes a chiddush. Look at Tosfos. Carry on the next line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'chein zochreinu. Just like I told you, if you mess up Hokei LaKodesh, instead of saying HaMelech HaKodesh, you said Hokei LaKodesh, you've got to go back. The same would apply for zochreinu. Umicha moicha. Uchsoiv l'chaim. All four of those, machzirim oisoi imloy omar.
Wow.
Want to go back?
We don't paskin that way, right?
We do not paskin like that.
No.
Says Tosas, why would you have to go back? The kol hamashana mimatbea shetovu chachomim, a famous phrase, because anybody who changes from the coin, as it were, that Chazal coined, then any yetsi dechevase, you're not yetsi yechiv. So Tosfos actually holds that there is no distinction whatsoever between Okay LaKadosh and Zachreinu L'chaim. Both of them are le'ikuva. As you correctly pointed out, we do not paskin like that. We paskin that yes, Okay LaKadosh is indeed le'ikuva, but Zachreinu L'chaim is not. As mentioned before, there's another opinion that even Okei LaKodesh is not Le'ikuva. Which means, in summary, we have three opinions in the Rishonim. Shitas Tosfos is both Okei LaKodesh and Zachreinu are both Le'ikuva. We have another opinion, the opposite extreme, that says nothing is le'ikuva. And then we have the middle opinion, and this is what we paskin like, that hokel hakadosh is le'ikuva, but zochreinu l'chaim is not. Now, the question is, what's pshat in the halacha that we follow? The middle opinion. Hokel hakadosh is le'ikuva. Zochreinu l'chaim is not le'ikuva. What's the difference between the two? And the answer is, if you look in the Rosh explains, Hokel HaKadosh is mentioned in the Gemara. Which Gemara? The Gemara that we're just learning now. Zochreinu L'chaim is not mentioned in any Gemara whatsoever. Do not look in the Gemara for the source of the insertion of Zochreinu L'chaim. You will not find it anywhere. Rather, it is a later takana by the Ga'onim. So let's learn a bit of history over here. We know we had the period of the Tanoim, who wrote the Mishnayos, the Amoraim, who wrote the Gemara. After that came along the Ga'onim. Sometimes you'll hear about Rav Hai Goin, and Rav Sadia Goin, and Rav Shrira Goin, and Rav Achai Goin, all different Ga'onim. That was a period after the Amoraim. Following the Ga'onim came the Rishonim. The very early Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rif, Rashi, Rambam, etc., etc. That lasted about 400 years, and then came the Achreinim, approximately the Shulchan Aruch and onwards. So, Hokel HaKadosh, if it's mentioned in the Gemara, then clearly it predates all the way back to the times of the Amoraim. And whatever's mentioned in the Gemara is halacha. So says the Tosfos, that's why, and the Rosh also says, that's why it's le'ikuva. But, says the Rosh, when disagreeing with Tosfos, because Tosfos says that Zochreinu L'chaim is also le'ikuva, and the Rosh disagrees, and he explains, the reason why I hold it's not le'ikuva is because it's a later takana, namely from the Ga'onim. So as important as the Ga'onim are, obviously, but at the end of the day, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. And in fact, the Rosh is very, very surprised. He writes very sharply, how on earth can it possibly be Le'ikuva when it's not mentioned in the Gemara? So either way, those are the three opinions. And as we all know, we pass them out the middle opinion. Let's try and finish Tosfos. We'll see that the opinion that we just mentioned is actually mentioned towards the end of Tosfos. But let's carry on Tosfos. Says Tosfos, V'kach posak Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im sofek loy. What happens if you have a sofek im omar or im loy omar, the classic case. I've davened and I can't remember. One second. Did I say Hakel HaKadosh or did I remember to say HaMelech HaKadosh? What's the halacha? Machzirim oisoi. Then you've got to go back. This is, we also pass the Misla halacha. Kediyisab Yerushalmi in Tanis. What does it say in the Yerushalmi in Tanis? Perakama. Hoyo mispalel if you're davening ve'enu yoidea im hizkir talu moto ve'imhav. I don't know whether I've said talu moto. So kol shloishim yoim becheskas shuloi lomud. All 30 days, you can assume that he's not lomud, he hasn't yet been trained. Meaning, this is coming up now in the winter. After you've said the same bracha in the whole summer, if 30 days has not elapsed into the same talumoto period, then we assume you just reverted back to the norm. Pirush. Shaloy Omar Elo Kamoy Shuhu Lomud Adato Shaloy Omar King. We assume that what did he do? He just did exactly what he's been used to doing until this point, which is same bracha. Well, that's no good for the winter. But Achar Kane Becheska Shehizkir. After that, to the contrary, then we assume that he has remembered. Vuhu Adin L'chol Advarim Shetzorech Lahazkir Kachadin. That's always the halacha. Well, if that's the case, how long does it take to get used to it. 30 days. If that's the case, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you can never get used to it because it's never 30 days. V'im kein ba'aseres Yemei Tshuva, the lekach shloshim yom tzorech lachzor. You're always going to have to go back because there's no such thing as I'm already accustomed to saying Amelech HaKadosh.
Is it 30 days or 30 times?
No, it's definitely not 30 times. It's a machlokes whether it's 30 days or 90 times. That's a question.
Oh.
Because it's all balagan, we can't discuss it now. With Shabbos, for example, for Saint Talumato, you don't say that on Shabbos. And to the contrary, Mashiv Aruach, I'm worried at all, which you do say on Shabbos, but you actually say it four times, not three. Because you're davening Musaf. So why would you need 30 days? If you only need 90 tefillahs, you actually do 90 tefillahs in less than 30 days in about 28 and a half days. It's a whole big balagan. Okay, let's just finish off Tosfos. V'Rabbeinu Chananel Kosav De'ein Machzirin Oisoi Mikol Oison Dvarim D'loi Posak B'Seifa B'Feirush. Anything that's not paskin in the Seifa, which Seifa? Which Seifa is really referred to? The Gemara. If it's not paskin in the Seifa explicitly, then you cannot repeat it. V'hei Virai L'Dvarav, he even brings proofs to his opinion, although Tosfos strangely does not mention what those proofs are. But either way, in Tosfos, you already see two opinions. The opinion of Tosfos is that you go back not only for Akel HaKadosh, but even for Zachreinu, etc. Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, says, no, not so. Why not? Because it's Loi Posak B'Sefer B'Feirush. It's not mentioned in the Sefer. The Gemara makes no mention of it, and therefore it cannot be Li'ikuva, and you don't have to go back. And as mentioned, this is in fact what we paskin. If you'd like to walk over next Shabbos afternoon to Ramah Gimel, and you understand the drasha in Ivrit, then this Be'ezus Hashem, I hope, will be the subject of my Shabbos Shuva drasha. To try and explain the different opinions, very, very complicated. There is a very, very strange opinion in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says a fascinating thing. Rabbeinu Yoina says, like the Rosh, that Zochreinu, etc., is not Li'ikuva. You have to say it, but if you don't say it, you don't repeat Shmona Esra for reasons we just said, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. But he says that some opinions say that you do have to repeat it. Okay. We just saw that opinion. That's the opinion of Tosfos. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, phenomenal Chiddush. Even according to the opinions that you have to repeat Shmoina Esra, if I didn't say Zochreinu, that only refers to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but not the 7 days in between. So that's now a fourth opinion, a new compromise. We said, Tosfos holds, you've got to repeat Shmoina Esra, if you didn't say Zochreinu. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Chananel said, no, it cannot be Li'ikuva. Why not? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoina is now a middle opinion. Is it Li'ikuva or is it not Li'ikuva? It depends. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's Li'ikuva. And on the 7 days in between, it's not. What should be the difference? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, because the Ikar Din is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So even though it's true, it's a period of Aseres, 10 days, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but the main days are the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the beginning and the end. Therefore, those are the days that Zochreinu L'chaim is Li'ikuva, but not the other days. We do not paskin that, as mentioned. So in summary, what do we paskin? Hokel HaKadosh is the only thing that's Li'ikuva. If you said Hokel HaKadosh, you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esra until you say Amelech HaKadosh, even if you make a mistake 100 times. Hamelech HaMishpat is not Le'ikuva. Why not? Because even if you made a mistake, but you would have said Melech Oyeheb Tztaka or Mishpat, so at least I've said Melech. And all the other additions, the other four additions, are not Le'ikuva, even though we've seen many different opinions. We paskin they're not Le'ikuva. Okay, my friends, we have to hold it over here. By the time we learn next, it will be a different year. It will not be Shmita. So I wish everybody a Kesiva Chasima Tova. I hope Miss Hashem to speak to you all before Yom Tov still. And for those of you who join us on Wednesday nights, we'll have a pre-Rosh Hashanah Shir this evening, which will be connected to Shemitah and Bitochin. And really it'll be a summary of many things that we've learned this year together. And hopefully it'll prepare us a little bit for Rosh Hashanah.
Did the Rav decide what we're going to learn next?
No, I think we need to discuss this together next week.
Okay.
Okay. All the best, everybody. We'll be in touch.
Good day, everyone.
Yeah.